Welcome to the 22nd episode of the Customer Ed Nuggets podcast series. I'm your host and independent learning tech analyst, John Lay of Talented Learning. And today I'm excited to welcome back our return guest expert, Nick Erickson, Chief Product Officer of the Eureka's LMS. Nick, it's great to have you here again. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, John. So let's kick it off.
All right, listeners, let's dive in. Let's kick it off. On this educational podcast, we break down everything you need to know about customer education in quick, digestible episodes of 10 minutes or less. Whether it's about LMS selection, content strategy, or the customer lifecycle, we're going to bring you insights from the top experts in the field, and today's no different. Nick's been on the show as a guest expert now three times before, as we've been focusing in on the customer lifecycle. First, Nick and I talked about mistakes to avoid in the pre-sales area of the cycle. And then we came back and we talked about all the things that you should do to really help maximize the efficiency of your onboarding. And then we came back a third time to talk about the concept of supporting your clients and customers over time and the things that you should do to be able to do that well. And today we're going to finish the cycle when we talk about developing a formal customer advocacy program. This is really close to the hearts of all customer education professionals, because advocacy programs do way more than just build loyalty or drive revenue. They help unlock strategic advantages that really benefit your organization. Nick and I, in this video, this short video, are going to break down our five favorite reasons on why advocacy matters and what are the benefits of it. And then when we come back next time, we'll talk about things to avoid or mistakes to avoid in building your program. So let's get going. Nick, since you're the guest expert, how about you take number one?
Well, I would say that there are many, many reasons, right? But if we're looking at the last bit, which is the advocacy part, then obviously getting other of your clients, customers, partners to recommend you is probably one of the best ways for you to cut some corners in the acquisition process. So you don't have to sell so hard, because they actually come recommended, and they often, you know, come with a great deal of insight already about what it is that they're looking for. So the whole process is two or three times faster when you've got a recommendation coming from someone else.
Yeah, and that's great, because you really shorten the sales cycle time. But that recommendation also allows the attraction of customers that are right for your organization too. So if you're just out marketing willy-nilly to everybody, a lot of times you bring in clients that aren't necessarily ideal. But with the recommendation, you always bring in ideal clients, or what your advocate thinks is an ideal client for you. And what that helps do is it helps cement retention. So the biggest topic number two, the biggest problem for customer ed organizations or software organizations in general is churn. The cost to lose a customer in the first place is so astronomical, and to replace them is even more so. And so an advocacy program allows you to attract the right type of potential clients into your organization. And then as you go through the other phases of onboarding them and supporting them over time, you're going to lock in that retention. And that's probably the strongest thing that you can do as a customer ed organization for your organization. So there you have it. There's two. Nick, take the third one. What else do we got?
Yeah, so one of the other things that you can do is that you will be able to predict. So what you would call this is an early warning system. So if you actually do follow up with your clients, and you should, of course, continuously do this, maybe even through a customer success management program, that you keep track of this, then you will be able to to catch up and be able to probably turn around, in most cases, some of the churn that you would have. Because the churn that you talked about, being able to catch this could be anything from, you are aware that there's an organizational change in the organization. It doesn't have to be because there's a problem with your product or with the services that you're providing. It could simply be one of those other signals that you are able to catch, which could be, for example, an organizational change. So anything with the client that means that someone else potentially is taking over and having the responsibility, admin changes, could be political decisions, it could be company acquisitions that that company that you're working with as a client is, you know, in doing, because then they will be looking at all the systems and trying to align those. This is where you need to go in and be able to, you know, hey, I need to do an extra effort at this point. And if you have a customer success management team looking into this, then you will be able to catch this in time in most of the cases.
Outstanding, outstanding. Great point. Great point. You know, Nick, one of the ways that you can tell a good software company is just by the amount of case studies that they have. And so I'll take point number four. Case studies are really difficult for a software company to get from their clients. You need approval. Your clients have to be super, super happy and engaged to be able to entertain the process, go through the work, get any of the approvals. And so all of that is really difficult. When you come across a software vendor that has lots of case studies, then you know that they're doing something really special for their organization. One of the reasons at Talented Learning, we have a case study directory, but we have now about 130 or 140 different real-life case studies of different use cases of learning technology to try to highlight what the successes are out there. One of the ways to make that whole process easier is through a formal advocacy program where your program helps you, one, identify who those advocates are. So sets the criteria for what you're actually looking for to identify the advocate and the different types of advocates, and then what you're actually going to do with them over time to help promote them and promote them publicly and get them more vocal and get them over that hump of providing a case study. So an advocacy program kind of greases the skids and allows you to bring these advocates on your podcast, onto group discussions, and in other ways that you can get their testimonials out. That does what we were just talking about, shorten that sales cycle and attract the type of buyers that you want in your organization. So there you have it. There's number four. Wrap us up, Nick. What's the last one?
Yeah, so well, you know, let's pick one that's about R&D. So one of the things that you have is that when you have very engaged, you know, customers at the other end, you know, giving them the benefit of being part of your R&D programs is one of the ways that you can reward them on this. And this way they will be able to promote this even further into the organizations that they are working with, and they will also tell the society around you, you know, whatever that would look like, that you know, you are the right partner to work with because you're actually listening. But while doing this, you also get some pretty cool insight into business processes and other things that you want to be able to support. And they are rarely unique. I mean, there are some that are unique, but in most cases, you will be able to apply this learning across an entire industry. And when you're doing this kind of thing, then basically those people that you have as your advocates, they will promote your entire business at the same time.
And wow, there you have it, folks. I love this series of content because in 10 short minutes or less, you get to learn a whole lot. And today was no different. We learned about the top five reasons for an advocacy program and your customer education program. We learned that, one, it helps with new client acquisition and shorten the time for that. Two, it builds retention and really attracts the best possible customers that you have. Third, it's an early warning system that you can really use to keep your ear to the ground and understand what's going on in your client base from those that are the most engaged and the most the most engaged inside your client base. Fourth, we talked about how you can use that to overcome the serious challenge of getting case studies and public testimonials from your clients, all to help to attract new clients. And then finally, from a chief product officer, the concept of being able to really help with your R&D and influence the direction of your future product. Those are just five of the reasons. In the description below, we have a link to this post where we have another five that you can use to really round out your understanding of why a customer advocacy program. Nick, thanks very much for joining me today, and I look forward to having you on the next.
Thank you for having me, John.
Outstanding. Listeners, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Customer Ed Nuggets podcast series. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.